Hey, Potter fans! Welcome to the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. This is Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. The inspiration for this podcast comes from several places. The latest Alohomora episode was all about Percy Weasley. In the comments section for that podcast, I read a comment made by username Bloodcharm. Bloodcharm was talking about Percy's falling out with his family, stating that Percy was actually justified for sticking with the ministry. Bloodcharm's reasoning for that is because there was very little evidence for Voldemort's return, the main one being Harry's word of what he witnessed in the graveyard. Can you really blame paranoid and cowardly Fudge for not wanting to believe the Dark Lord was back just because Harry said he was? And because Fudge didn't believe, the ministry's stance was that Voldemort was not back. And that led to Percy falling out with his family. After I read that, it made me think of something my friend said a little while ago. My friend Angela made a comment once that Ron and Hermione stuck by Harry in this fight against Voldemort when they really had never seen or come face to face with Voldemort at all. Not until the Battle of Hogwarts. Well, Hermione had a near run-in with him in Godric's Hollow, but yeah. Harry told them he was back, and they never questioned him. I just thought it was really cool, this realization I stumbled upon, thanks to Bloodcharm and Angela, of the drastically different reactions and consequences of Harry being the only witness to Voldemort's return. I started to think about this more, and I realized that there are very few people alive who have actually seen Voldemort and lived to tell the tale. Aside from the Death Eaters, of course. Actually, it's probably only Harry who can claim that achievement. After his return at the end of Book 4, Voldemort purposely stays in the shadows to create that doubt that Fudge, and others like Seamus and his mom, felt. I found it amazing that so many people joined in the fight against Voldemort, even though the tyrant was never seen by their own eyes. But I realized, just because they hadn't seen Voldemort didn't mean that they weren't seeing the effects that his evil agenda had on wizarding society. All of those brave people did not need to see Voldemort to know that they opposed what he stood for. That wraps up this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. The link is in the show notes. And if you love deep diving into Potter canon, grab a Porky and head over to www.hp-lexicon.org. And please, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Mischief Managed.